Time now for Engaging with the Enemy. All right, so this week we chat with Toronto Argonauts middle linebacker Bear Woods. Bear, thank you so much for your time.
No, thanks. I'm glad to be here. Thank you all.
Now, last time we talked to you was during CFL week. You were still with the Montreal Alouettes then. Now, first off, I have to ask the question, how are the Slaw Dogs in Toronto compared to Montreal?
Well, my wife makes the Slaw Dogs, so as long as she's with me, they're just as good no matter where we are.
What's your favorite part of being in Toronto so far?
Oh, well, my team, honestly, like all the guys here, has been great. If you're asking for more of a, you know, the city itself, I think the fact that I have access to my truck like I do back home feels definitely more like what I'm familiar with on a day-to-day basis, being able to get in my truck and go to Walmart. That's a big deal. So being able to do that makes me and my family very comfortable.
Do you find that affects on the play field as well, that you're a little bit more comfortable, used to the routine?
No, not really, But nonetheless, I know it's easier on my wife that we enjoyed Montreal because we were downtown. But now, like I said, we're in a neighborhood, and with I got a 4-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old son. So it's not as dangerous for them to get out on the sidewalk and have a little more freedom to roam.
Now, over the last week, news came out that you were released from Montreal because of practice conditions that you went to the union with. And, I hate to kind of ask about that, but it is kind of the big story. Do you care to take us through what happened?
No, man, I made statements on that already, and I was given no inclination that would have been a reason that I was released. So that story is well beyond my understanding or whatever. So that's about the only statement I have for that. I mean, that's so far an ancient past, I could care less whether that was the reason or not the reason. So it doesn't matter to me.
Do you find any animosity on the field when you play them?
No, they're an Eastern Division opponent, which that brings enough natural animosity. So I don't, like I said, it was really a strange ordeal leaving there. But when I stepped into here to Toronto and having, a lot of my core teammates, like S.J. Green, Alan Michael Cash, even Winston Venable was here at the time when I came on my visit, this is where I was supposed to be, being with Jim Pop, being with Mark Trestman. I was more comfortable on this roster than I was at the one I just left, probably.
No, that's enough football talk. That stuff's boring. who is your hero and why?
Oh, that's easy. It's my dad. And simply put, he's a man of faith. He led me to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's a guy who's one of 11 kids, worked on a tobacco farm, no college education, and owns his own business. He's 66 years old and still puts in close to 120 hours a week.
Wow.
Being a private business owner, just seeing him work and raising 4 kids along with my mom and being a pastor, but he was never paid to preach. I didn't realize preachers were even paid until I was about 17, because my dad worked a full-time job and still preached. Absolutely, he created an opportunity for me to walk on Detroit, which means he footed the bill for me my first 2 years, and then has given me every opportunity to play this game of football and has taught me to be a man. So without a doubt, it's my dad.
I love that. That's great to hear. What is your best hidden talent?
Well, it used to be hidden, but people found out recently. I mean, I can play the guitar pretty good, and I can kind of dabble on about any instrument, really. But I actually sang at my former teammate's wedding this past May, Kai Bear of the Alouettes, so probably just have a little musical ability. So that's probably what people don't know.
Now, speaking of music, what kind of music is on your playlist?
Boy, it ranges as ages went on, but definitely my favorite music as a teenager was 90s grunge from Seattle, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains. Growing up, it was definitely CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yes.
Listened to old country music with my dad, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, then into some Merle Haggard. And then Lynyrd Skynyrd, being from the Jacksonville, Florida area, Allman Brothers. So Southern rock, grunge, blues, Stevie Ray Vaughan's my favorite guitarist. And so it ranges.
Anything new you like?
No, not really. I think the newest that I go probably is like a Breaking Benjamin or Chevelle, and that's still about a decade old at this point.
You got
or Godsmack.
Hey, there we go. That's a great band. No Taylor Swift or Beyonce or anything, though?
Oh, man, no way. I think from a female singer, I enjoy Miranda Lambert, I believe the country singer. The female singers in country music really are great. I just don't listen to them.
Well, she's actually coming to Regina here on Friday, so I'll make sure we say hi to her for you.
Oh, wow, please do. She's incredible.
Now, also on music, who's the greatest musician or band of all time?
Ooh, that's pretty tough, man. I guess... the greatest musician of all time, if I just go on strictly by guitar, let me answer guitarist, I think Stevie Ray Vaughan, and just his ability and skill and his ability to sing while playing the way he did was incredible. Greatest band of all time, honestly, I think the most talented band is probably Rush, and I'm not just throwing that out there because I'm in Canada. I mean, true enough, man, that's a three-man band, and they make it sound like there's six of them on stage. You know, and Geddy Lee playing those bass riffs and singing, it still blows my mind. I don't know how you keep that rhythm and sing. So it'd probably be, like I said, C. Ray Vaughan, Rush, possibly. That might be it, man, and I've given a lot of thought. That's probably it.
What is your most embarrassing moment in your life?
I've had a pretty good life. Let's see, embarrassing moment. I'll take you back to a high school football. No, that ain't one. You kind of got me at the moment.
Did you ever wear something that you're embarrassed?
Oh, yeah, that just reminded me of something. It was my most embarrassing moment was an almost moment. I was in eighth grade, and I was a big Doors fan with Jim Morrison, and then Creed came out, and Scott Stapp was wearing leather pants, and I went to purchase leather pants.
No,
my best friend though, it was an almost happened. Had my best friend not have been there, I absolutely would have bought those pants and wore them the next day. And who knows just how my life would have turned out if that happened. So that was my almost embarrassing moment.
What scares you?
Oh, what scares me? Crushing government debt and iron-fisted tyranny. Besides that, I have no worries.
So a Bear Woods biopic is being made. Who plays you in that movie?
Yeah, these are good questions. I'm going to go with... Dude, I don't even know actors, man. I'm a pretty lame guy. Let me think. I'm trying to think of a wrestler. I don't.
Would they have the same hair as you too, though?
No, that'd be hard. I haven't really seen anyone with my hair, so that'd be pretty difficult. Heck, I don't know, man. I can't even think of an actor. Sylvester Stallone, bro. I'll go with Sylvester Stallone.
I can't go wrong with him. Yeah. So you mentioned you do have two children. What's the wackiest things your kids have ever done to you?
Let's see. I don't really know, man.
Been out shopping at all, and they just say the most random thing, and you just like looked around and like, these aren't my kids.
Yeah, they're not quite to that age yet. But I think it ain't wacky. That's pretty funny. We were at a store the other day, and we're trying on Halloween costumes, and my son was in a dinosaur. Or no, my daughter was in a dinosaur suit. My son was a hedgehog, and of course, they figured out dinosaurs would eat a hedgehog, so they were running around the store at dinosaur full suits too, and it was hilarious. Thankfully, people were laughing, but that was a pretty funny experience.
And that's what they decided. That's what they're going to go for as Halloween this year.
No, of course not. They changed their mind three different times, and I can't even remember what it even is at this point.
Just keep the tags and the receipt. They'll change their mind in a week anyway, right?
That's right.
Now, final one for you. You get to be off daddy duties. You have the day off to yourself. No kids, no football. What are you doing?
Where am I at?
You can be wherever you want.
Oh, man. I'm definitely going to go to our family property. And if it's hunting season, I'm going to hunt. And if it's not hunting season and the weather's good, I'm going to go fishing. And if the fish ain't biting, I'm going to have my rifles with me. I'm going to just do some shooting.
Excellent. Bear, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
There is Bear Woods of the Toronto Argonauts here on Engaging with the Enemy. Sorry you guys couldn't be here when I was able to talk to him.
Rude.
This guy is, honestly, he's just seems like the coolest guy that you just want to sit down with and just talk about life with, because he's so open about things and he's just fun to talk to.
It's not often
Well, that's not true. Every time you get to do an interview that I'm not there, I'm a little jealous, but Bear Woods.
Do you have a man crush on him?
He's fantastic. I don't know about a man crush, but man.
I'll say it. I have a man crush on Bear Woods.
Do you want to be BFFs with him?
Hell yeah.
Go fishing with him for 7 hours and sit on the lake and drink beer and talk. And
I'm not a fisherman by any stretch, but I would gladly grab a six-pack and go fishing with Bear Woods. 100%.
Same. Yeah, he'd be.
But I wouldn't touch any fish.
That's fine.
He'd do it. I caught one. Here you go.
Yeah, he would do it. It'd be great.
Do the thing.
I did the thing. You know, you do the thing.